The first seminar I went on with Sangharakshita, there was a reference to Zen, which kind of aroused my interest. We were studying a very basic, very popular early Buddhist text called the Mangala Sutta, or Auspicious Signs. And in this sutta, the Buddha is asked, what is luck? What is a lucky sign? What are the signs of someone who has luck, who has auspiciousness, who has a mangala? Mangala just means luck or blessing. And the Buddha goes through what the signs of a lucky person really are. And of course, what he lays out is the spiritual life and spiritual qualities. And one of these, it says, to dwell in a pleasant place. To dwell in a pleasant place. That's an auspicious sign. That's a sign of luck. And Sangharakshita started to talk about that as a place which is good and supportive for spiritual practice. That's a pleasant place to dwell. Now, at that time, I was living in North London with, and all of us in this particular group were living in North London, in a squat, in squats, up in Archway, with our first North London centre, which is an extremely rough area, very, very rat-infested, and junkies and thieves and, you know, IRA and all the rest of it. All over the place. We had to go there because we didn't have any money. We had to start somewhere, and we got the cheapest possible place we could. So we were in these kind of semi-legal squats. This was the era when Ken Livingstone was running Camden Council. So, you could kind of take over these places quite happily. It's an incredible area, actually. Very lively. Dharmaka remembers it. It was very, very rough. And the order member, I wasn't ordained then, who was kind of our spiritual friend, our Kalyana Mitra, Loka Mitra, he said in relation to this point how important it was to get away from London and away from the centre from time to time, to go into the country and, you know, just to sort of feel more at ease and more at peace. And Sangharakshita just jumped in, just leapt in, which is quite a thing to do with somebody like Loka Mitra. He's quite a forceful character, but Sangharakshita's more forceful. He just jumped and he said, I've been reading Harquin recently. I've been reading some letters of Harquin. This is the great 18th century Japanese Zen master, great reviver of the Zen tradition in Japan. He said, yes, I've been reading the letters of Harquin recently. And he says, the best conditions for spiritual practice are when it's difficult. The best times for practice are when you're ill, or when times are hard, when you're living in a rough and dirty place where there's lots of noise. Then you can really develop something. Then you can really do something. So he went on and on about this in the seminar, which was a little bit irritating, I must admit, because my fantasy was to go off into the mountains and just meditate all the time. But he was really hammering the importance of practice in difficult circumstances. Then you really bring something forth, making it clear that spiritual life is not about getting away from things. Later on, when I looked into Harquin myself a bit, I discovered two brilliant sayings which kind of relate to one another. One of them is actually an incredible calligraphy he did, which says, meditation in the midst of activity is a billion times superior to meditation in stillness. Reflect on that. Discuss. And the lotus born in the fire is superior to the lotus born from water.